Reverend? Han looked up at the glowering thundercloud again, and this time he saw the black, crystal-embedded band nestled against the tufts of hair at the other's throat.
Reverend, huh?
He said with a sinking feeling. There were extreme religious groups all over the galaxy, he'd found, whose main passion in life seemed to be the elimination of all forms of gambling, and all forms of gamblers.
Hands on the table, I said,
the security man snapped, reaching over to pluck the suspect card from the Reverend's hand. He glanced at it, tried it himself, and nodded.
Cute skifter, Khan,
he said, giving Han what was probably his best scowl.
He must have palmed the card he was dealt,
the Reverend put in. He hadn't budged from his place at Han's side.
Where is it, cheater? The card I was dealt is right there in your friend's hand,
Han snapped back.
I don't need a skifter to win at Sabacc. If I had one, it's because it was dealt to me. Oh, really?
Without warning, the Reverend abruptly turned to face the pudgy Sabacc dealer, still sitting at the table, but almost lost in the hovering crowd.
Your card, sir, if you don't mind,
he said, holding out his hand.
The other's jaw dropped. What are you talking about? Why would I give someone else a skifter? Anyway, it's a house deck. See?
Well, there's one way to be sure, isn't there?
The Reverend said, reaching over to scoop up the deck.
And then you, and you,
he leveled fingers at the dealer and Han,
can be scanned to see who's hiding an extra card. I dare say that would settle the issue, wouldn't you, Campbell?
He added, looking down at the scowling security man.
Don't tell us our job, Reverend,
Campbell growled.
Cyru, get that scanner over here, will you?
The scanner was a small palm-fitting job, obviously designed for surreptitious operation.
That one first,
Campbell ordered, pointing at Han.
Right.
Expertly, the other circled Han with the instrument.
Nothing.
The first touch of uncertainty cracked through Campbell's scowl.
Try it again.
The other did so.
Still nothing. He's got a blaster, comlink, and ID, and that's it.
For a long moment, Campbell continued staring at Han. Then reluctantly, he turned to the Sabacc dealer.
I protest!
The dealer sputtered, pushing himself to his feet.
I'm a Class AA citizen. You have no right to put me through this sort of totally unfounded accusation. You do it here or down at the station,
Campbell snarled.
Your choice.
The dealer threw a look at Han that was pure venom, but he stood in stiff silence while the security tech scanned him down.
He's clean too,
the other reported, a slight frown on his face.
Scatter on the floor,
Campbell ordered.
See if someone ditched it.
And count the cards still in the deck,
the Reverend spoke up. Campbell spun to face him.
For the last time, would you?
Because if all we have here are the requisite 76 cards,
the Reverend cut him off, his voice heavy with suspicion.
Perhaps what we're really looking at is a fixed deck.
Campbell jerked as if he'd been stung.
We don't fix decks in here,
he insisted.
No,
the Reverend glared.
Not even when special people are sitting in on the game. People who might know to look for a special card when it comes up.
That's ridiculous,
Campbell snarled, taking a step toward him.
The Lobu is a respectable and perfectly legal establishment. None of these players has any connection with...
Hey!
The pudgy dealer said suddenly.
The guy who was sitting next to me. Where'd he go?
The Reverend snorted.
So, none of them has any connection with you, do they?
Someone swore violently and started pushing his way through the crowd. One of the three planetary security types who'd been watching the table. Campbell watched him go, took a deep breath, and turned to glare at Han.
You want to tell me your partner's name?
He wasn't my partner,
Han said.
And I was not cheating. You want to make a formal accusation? Take me down to the station and do it there. If you don't...
He got to his feet, scooping up his remaining chips in the process.
Then I'm leaving.
For a long moment, he thought Campbell was going to call his bluff. But the other had no real evidence, and he knew it. And apparently he had better things to do than indulge in what would really be nothing more than petty harassment.
Sure, get out of here,
the other snarled.
Don't ever come back.
Don't worry,
Han told him. The crowd was starting to dissolve, and he had no trouble making his way back to his table. Lando, not surprisingly, was long gone. What was surprising was that he'd settled the bill before he had left.